Here in this late hour, August 13, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Everyone needs to remember and heed and understand something I told them months ago. President Trump remains as the commander-in-chief for almost a year after any election. Technically, he doesn't leave that office until September of 2021. This is to ensure continuity of government and to give the new president time to get up to speed. It is also a fail-safe mechanism against the sort of thing we have just seen happen during the last election cycle. If an election is stolen or forced or otherwise left in doubt or dishonor, President Trump has the means to declare an interim government and new elections, and it looks to me like that is the circumstance. If so, Mr. Trump has only a few days left to take action to remove Biden and show cause for the action. I am presuming that there will be a series of public announcements and revelations, and that the military will be deployed to assist in the process of educating the populace both about this little-known overlap of authority during the first year of every new administration, and about the evidence that foreign governments interfered with the foreign elections of the district. That is, these foreign corporations have been interfering in their own elections, one against the other, and all of which have nothing to do with us. Though many people assume that we are in the dogfight taking place between the British territorial and municipal government, these same people assume that they are subject to mask mandates and forced vaccination programs, lockdowns, and other privations and impositions, when in fact we are not. All we have to say is, sorry, I'm allergic, and your corporate elections are your own business. Bye. In times past, these corporations have been able to get away with outrageous things based on the presumption that, well, the Civil War was never officially ended, so we have an excuse to presume that this entire country is a battlefield and act accordingly. But this year we woke up, and those with the declared political standing to do so issued an official peace treaty formally ending the American Civil War as of August 1, 2021. This removes the presumption that we are at war, and everything that goes with that presumption. So stand back and enjoy the show. And don't take any wooden nickels or sign any paperwork with an unrestricted signature. Always use a byline and/or a private copyright notice, small c in a circle, or the words without prejudice or all rights reserved or similar terms. Always. I hear that they are discharging your bonds, taking 80% for themselves and to pay their debts, leaving you 20%, which they then also claim to have a right to control, and proceed to tell you how much of your money you can access, when, and how, etc. When in fact they have no such authority. Imagine someone taking $10 out of your pocket and giving you back 50 cents. This is the big RV they are offering you. Just say no and vote with your feet. And notice also that their fancy rainbow notes are still promissory notes, still private military script, and still predicated on a debt-based legal tender system that you ultimately are enslaved to pay for. Again, say no, we are not deceived. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea, and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.